Morning. We're going to talk about the Atlantic Public Library's Friends of Library book sale coming up here. Well, this week, Ken Mormon in with us this morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you, and thanks for having me.
You bet. Ready to roll?
Two more days, and we'll have it ready. Today's the setup day, so this is the day that the volunteers all come and we get together and have a hug. Same people we do it every year with. I've got a wonderful group of volunteers that help set the thing up, and looks like we're going to have somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 books to start out with, maybe even more.
Is that a good number? Is that
that's
similar?
That's a fantastic number. I mean, if you want a book, we've got the book to sell.
So folks are donating books back all the time?
All the time. We have a... they can't do it except for the last month, so they've been doing it for basically 30 days. We try to look through the books, but there's so many they can't begin to. But the library does come down, and after we get it all set up, kind of go through it, and there's a new book that I've never seen before. Maybe I could put it out. So they add it to their list. And, of course, we get a lot of their... they have a policy for rotating their books. I haven't figured it out yet, but their books, after they've been there on the rack and not used and stuff like that, we get them, and of course, we try to sell them and everything like that. And there's a lot of books. We got a corner of the room, which, about like this room here, the corner of it is stacked up to my head, and shelves around us, there's probably 75 to 100 boxes of books for us to go through this morning.
To have that many, a few thousand books in just a 30-day period, sounds like an awful lot of activity.
There's a lot of people bring in bunches of books. I was there Saturday setting up, and I suppose there was three people that brought in bags of books. And, you know, we get a lot of variety too. I mean, we get subjects you've never heard of.
A lot of times it's the same folks who are donating back, or do you get some new folks?
Well, I don't see who brings them back. Once in a while there's a box there that says this is Aunt Joan's books. You know, she's passed or something like mm-hmm. that, and we get what's left over or what's there. But we take them all, and then we try to sell them, and what we don't sell goes out to some other places. New Hope here in Atlanta gets some of them. We try to give them some real good books, and Salvation Army and a couple places in Omaha and Council Bluffs get them, and we get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talk at these times about the book sale, because that's why we're here, with the book sale coming up this
week.
That's
why we get paid the big bucks.
Yeah, that's right. I wouldn't say big, but Friends of the Public Library here for the Atlantic area here. What do you do when you're not doing the book sale? What's the purpose of the group?
Well, we really only have one job. That's to go out and take care of the book sale. We try to support, in the book sale, we try to make money. And it's also to try to get rid of all these books. That's why we have the bag sale on Saturday. It's kind of the last resort. The first 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week, is a normal book sale. These books all sell for 25 cents, 50 cents, or a dollar. Now, we're just trying to get rid of a lot of books. Some people want to box them. Some people come in and just get one book and go back and don't see them until next year. But our purpose of making money is to support the library and some of the things that they can't budget through the city. The library, of course, is supported by the city. But they have speakers that come in. They need extra materials for children's classes and stuff like that. And that's where ours come in. Mm-hmm. Also, our money goes towards the I can't think what it is.
The shred day?
Yeah, that's it.
That's what it is.
That's when I'll see you next. You ought to be on my committee. getting a little bit of age kind of forgets that. But the shred day is supported by the book sale. And that costs us $400 or $500 every year. And it just works out really good.
That's something the community uses.
Oh, my gracious, yes. We had the shred day, which was in the spring only. We had over right at 50 or 60 cars, and that's a lot of shredding.
Yeah. A lot of trunk loads of stuff.
Yeah, and pickup loads.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, yes.
All right, well, you talked about the donations. Did I see this correctly? The donations can be accepted through today?
Yes.
Okay.
We're hoping that they've already done it, because today everything goes out, and anything that comes in after this is kind of in the way. Kind of in the way.
Okay. Set it aside for the next book sale.
Well, no, we'll throw it away, because we want to end up with nothing. We don't throw it away. I don't. I never use that word. We'll pass it on.
Right.
But we don't want to carry anything over. Like to start out with a clean slate after each sale.
And don't really have the storage space for all of that.
That's right.
For the long term, anyway.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, the book sale itself is coming up 25th through the 28th. That's Wednesday through Saturday. It's largely going to be like it has in the past.
Everything is the same. Even the same workers. That's the nicest thing. When we get ready to go for the book sale, I would say at least 50% of the people volunteer last spring, now volunteer again. And they know what to do. I go in there and kind of crack the whip and then sit back and watch them work.
And now this, for those who haven't participated in the past, it's an opportunity to filter through these. But remember, this isn't like shopping for shoes where you find the right style here and you ask if they've got the right size in the back. Yeah. What you see is what you get.
That's right. Everything's out. Everything's out. And it's out alphabetically. We do the paperbacks all alphabetically by author. That way people comes in and they want a certain person to, that's that. And the hardback books are, I'd say 80% are out by author, alphabetical. And that really makes it a lot easier. But also we have a section of shelving that, where there's a major author that has 20, 30 books, we put them all in one area. That way that person can get away from the hassle and find the books and go.
A lot of folks who do read quite a bit do have favorite authors, so it's nice
definitely.
To be able to find all that together.
Yeah, definitely.
Buy a bunch at the same time, and then you're covered for a while. Very good. And you mentioned already prices are extremely reasonable.
25 cents, 50 cents, and a dollar. $1 for hardbacks, 25 cents for children's books, and there's a lot of children's books. And that we're seeing a big tendency towards parents reading to their children. And, of course, that's where a good education starts.
Mm-hmm. Is it just books?
Yeah, pretty much so.
Okay.
We get I get a puzzle once in a while or a toy, but we had a Christmas decorations a couple of years ago. I said, I don't know whether I can sell that or not, but I did.
You just never know.
We even got a tote of golf balls. I have no idea whether it was a mistake, but somebody had collected golf balls and they brought them all into us, and within an hour I had them all sold.
There you go. Just about anything.
Old retailer in me.
Just find what you're looking for. And then Saturday, by the way, to finish off the bag sale.
Yeah, the bag sale. You bring your grocery bag in. You can't bring a great big one, a great big sack in. We limit the grocery bag. Anything you can put in the grocery bag is $5? Yeah, I have to stop and think. Thanks a lot. We're ready to go, though.
You bet. So just bring those recyclable grocery bags in on Saturday.
And we've got extra bags for them
okay.
if they want them,
okay.
if they don't have their own.
Good way to finish things off there, $5. And do a lot of people usually come in on Saturdays for that?
Oh, probably 30 or 40.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
Okay.
Gets rid of 30, 40 sacks of books.
Well, that's the goal, to start with a full table and end with an empty one.
Amen.
Very good. All right. And it's just the hours are pretty much library hours?
9 in the morning to 6 mm-hmm. on the first 3 days, and 9 to 2 on Saturday.
All right. Very good. And it's just right there at the library location. So stop on by. That's the Friends of the Atlantic Public Library book sale coming up Wednesday through Saturday. Lots of opportunity for you to do a great recycling effort. Ken, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate what you and all the volunteers do to help keep that process moving smoothly.
You betcha. Thank you.